Two, one, and welcome back.
And we're recording. How you getting on, Eric? How's things?
Man, doing awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Course. So you're well known in the UFC, well known as an MMA fighter. You're doing very well. How'd you get into the sport?
As most people know, I had a football background before this. Football didn't work out. I'd been an athlete my whole life and was working, doing the 9-to-5 thing, and just found myself being bored, frustrated, and just angry all the time. So I feel like I just need to start working out, start training, start working out again, and wrestled a little bit in high school. So I started with jiu-jitsu, very similar to wrestling, but also very different. But I would be able to compete as an adult, Now I realize you can do if you train right, you can do jiu-jitsu forever. And then after training jiu-jitsu for a little bit, I wanted to make the next progression into fighting. And went and did it, liked it, fell in love with it. And just wanted to train all the time. And then kind of thought to myself that, this might be my thing, this might be my calling, this might be, something that I'm good at.
Well, clearly you are. So fair play to Eric. But yeah, with your jiu-jitsu background.
Think Jared might have frozen there.
What'd you say on my jiu-jitsu background? What?
Okay, he's after freezing there, so we'll just continue. Were you watching the fight last night? Were you watching the UFC card?
I watched them, of course.
What you think of any performances that, shined out to you?
Obviously, Dustin Poirier looked really good. I think what he did in this fight that he didn't do the last fight is he wrestled a little bit. Not even enough, not even like, Khabib style. Just, man, let me get you a little bit tired. Let me get your arms full of blood and heavy. And take some pop off of those punches. And that's what he did in the first round. And then he was able to walk through McGregor's shots, land those leg kicks, and eventually put him out.
Yeah, no, it was extremely impressive performance. He definitely tired out McGregor and then definitely started to work on his legs, which, definitely seemed to work. It was an amazing performance. And also a great performance from Michael Chandler versus Dan Hooker. Extremely good.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
No, oh, yeah.
A hook? No, I would never think that Michael Chandler would be able to even reach Dan Hooker with a hook, let alone, knock him out with it. So, I think there were some surprises. I was super surprised with that Rodriguez and Amanda Ribas fight, Amanda Ribas fight. excuse me.
Sorry.
I thought the fight would look like the first round of that fight, but it didn't. MMA has a way of changing things in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Some amazing stuff. Some amazing talent in the UFC and MMA in general. Yeah, my internet disconnected for a second, so
So what?
apologies. I'm just saying my internet disconnected a second ago. Sorry
Oh,
about
no, it's all good.
that. Okay. Where did we leave off there?
We were just
Thomas.
talking about last.
Oh, that was crazy. Poor McGregor. He's never knocked out.
Yeah, but, to be honest, Nate Diaz was about to knock him out, but he chose the submission over the TKO, so
I was just saying before I left there, you've never been submitted, which is crazy impressive.
Yeah, I've never been submitted. Not as a pro, anyways. Definitely been submitted as an amateur. I think once, though.
Were saying?
See, I had like 24 amateur fights, and I think I only got submitted once. And then going on 20 professional fights, and I've never been submitted, so.
Well, I mean, Fair play to him. It ain't easy. Yeah. But how are you preparing for the Darren Stewart fight?
I'm here at Fight Ready in Arizona, running camp. And, man, I'm feeling good, feeling strong, feeling alert, in shape. So, yeah, go out there and be able to fight a good, hard 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, here rooting for you. You were saying, like, this is your only day off. So you must be training pretty damn hard.
6 days a week, yeah. Three or four training sessions a day.
That's what it takes. Yeah, it's such a demanding sport. And, you know, fair play to people going out there doing it. It's crazy.
It's for sure, I think, the hardest sport in the world because of that. It's not just throwing and catching. It's not kicking and passing. It's punching, wrestling, kicking, elbows, knees, clinch, you know, takedowns, submissions. There's so much that goes into the sport. And mind you, you still have to, like, you know, do your running and your strength and conditioning and stuff too. And you have to diet. And it's, man, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. I suppose you have to be ready for anything because anything can happen.
Yeah, especially with a 4 ounce glove. It's like a sock tied onto your hand.
Yeah. Do you have any, I've seen people talk about before that the gloves they use in the UFC are a bit wonky. What do you think about them?
I fought for Bellator one time, and Bellator, like, their gloves are curved. So even if, like, when your hand is resting, your fingers are still. And I think that's where the eye pokes and stuff come from. Like, the guy isn't intentionally, like, you know, Three Stooges. But, like, he just has his hand flexing there. And, like, the gloves kind of – the UFC gloves kind of make your fingers do this if they're relaxed, you know. But the Bellator gloves, like, curve your wrist. Your fingers, so man, they can just make a glove with the curve, kind of like Bellator does, or I don't know. I think there's more than one answer, but also the fighters have to, you know, be aware and be responsible for their weapons is what they say. So you know, regardless of what the glove is, if you poke somebody in the eye, it's a foul. So
yeah I remember DC fight, his most recent one. There was a horrible eye poke in that fight,
but DC poked him first, so they're even.
yeah they're even now. But before we finish up, Eric, what's your overall goal with this sport? Like, what's the end goal for you?
You know, I think that every fighter, if you ask that, every fighter is going to tell you to win the belt. But I think more importantly, and what comes with winning the belt, is that financial security. You know, I take all my money, invest it in other things like real estate and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to make as much money as I can so I can invest as much as I can. And then, you know, I'm living on easy street. You know, I don't have to do anything but check the mailbox for the rest of my life, you know?
That's the life.
So you just want to live comfortably, which is fair. And it's actually kind of weird considering you're a UFC fighter. You're always out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, but, man, when you get old and you can't do what you used to do in your 20s and your 30s anymore, I'm not going to want to do what I was doing in my 20s and 30s anymore. And I just, you know, probably see myself about 350 within the first 2 years of retirement, my weight. So, yeah, you know, I just want to relax. I've been working my whole life, so.
Well, power to you, and best luck with it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So, this has been Eric Anders. Thanks for getting on today, and best luck to you in your next fight.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys having me.
No problem.
Of course.
Top of the morning, lads and ladies. Support for the Awfully Irish podcast is now brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming.
Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels, and you're no longer lead the look of the Irish with the ladies. Manscaped just launched in Ireland. We've gone years without using the right tools for the job. You can now be one of the first men in Ireland to experience their life-changing products.
Your balls will thank you.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code IrishPod at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code IrishPod.